Someone made this beautiful mock-up of Gojo on the cover of Vogue, and shout out to them for doing that. While I was admiring his majestic beauty, a thought came into my mind. What if Gege has been playing us this entire time? I mean, think about it. Does this look like an image of a man who was drawn by a man who hates him? This looks more like admiration to me. At this point, it's widely accepted that Gege hates Gojo. Like, even if that's something the fans came up with, Gege has encouraged that idea in many different ways. Yet, he is always drawing this man. Like, this was a random illustration by Gege. On top of that, Gojo gets sexier and sexier the longer the manga goes. I mean, even covered in scars head to toe, I gotta keep my girl far away from this man. Even unhinged. Bro was one of them. I think we've been duped. I feel like Gege hating Gojo is a facade. So I guess that would beg the question as to why he would do that. The answer that would make the most sense is it would make Gojo's death more believable. Because it gives the fan base a reason why Gojo would die that breaks the fourth wall. And that reason is the fact that the author has a beef with the character. Gege, you slick. But I see you. I know your gang. He wants us to believe that Gojo isn't coming back so bad that he made it seem like he hates Gojo. When in reality, he loves this man as much as we do. I mean, he draws him every fucking week. Gojo's coming back, y'all. Don't lose hope. Mark my words. Remember, I've been saying this since day one. Let me know what y'all think in the comments, even if it's cope. Cope in the comments.